Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy Podcast Network. I'm Mallory Kraft and I'm glad you're here.
Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM Podcast Network. This episode is sponsored in part by Coop Ale Works. We are drinking some Coop beer right now. And by we, I mean me and my friend Erica.
Hello.
Also known as Bacon and Braids. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Coop Native Amber that I have not had in about a year.
Yeah. She is back. She has been living in Portland, so she's going to regale us about her Portland food life and everything. And I am drinking an F5 because that's my go-to. So thanks, Coop, for sponsoring this episode. So what's been up? Just like what's up? I haven't recorded in like a week, so I'm kind of trying to like get back into it.
So I, like you said, I've been in Portland for about a year now. I moved there last November 3rd. November 3rd of this year was my first year, like Portlandversary. People celebrate there. People get really excited. They're like, oh my gosh, you went here in Portland. Because everybody there is a transplant.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't even make it a year because they experience the winter and they're like,
it's too cold.
It's terrible. It's not the temperature.
Okay.
It's the lack of sun.
Oh, okay.
When I moved to Portland November 3rd, and I do not think I saw unobstructed sun until April.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, it's constant. It's not, like, it doesn't pour.
Yeah.
You know, Portland's known for, like, the Pacific Northwest is known for being rainy, and it does rain.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, a constant drizzle.
I feel like I would like that, though. I like it when it's, like, a little overcast, but then I'm like...
Yeah.
I've always had it where it's like a little overcast one day and then the next day it's like sunny. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of nice at first. I don't know. When I first moved to Portland, I definitely like was like, am I depressed?
Do I need to get on meds?
Yeah. I debated buying. They make, you know, like sun lamps.
Okay.
Like not tanning lamps, but like, you know, imitates UV light.
Yeah.
And you put them on in the morning. And a lot of people use them in the Pacific Northwest. They don't.
I had no idea. I guess let's just get it out of the way now. I almost went to Portland, but I didn't because I got food poisoning or a stomach virus or whatever from eating an oyster in Seattle. And it was so terrible. Being sick and being by yourself is like the worst.
In a like large, pretty foreign city to you. So
yeah. I had to beg a lot of people to give me hotel rooms and like, and the worst part was like I almost pooped myself in the Seattle airport. That's like a very humbling.
I almost spit out my beer.
That's a very humbling experience. So I don't want you guys to have to go through that. But I was supposed to. I went for a work conference and then I was supposed to go see Erica in Portland that weekend. And that Friday, I was like, I'm gonna miss my train. Number one. Number two, I'm gonna try to drive.
There were several steps of like recovery. Yeah. Like, okay, this didn't work.
Yeah,
now I'm gonna try this.
Yeah. And then when I woke up like that Saturday morning to like go get a car or whatever, I was like, nope. It's like not happening. So I ended up not getting back into Oklahoma City until like Monday. But we were gonna go eat and we were gonna have
I had a whole itinerary. I had like I could probably still pull it up. Like I had every meal planned. I had in between meal activities, grocery stores to visit.
I know.
I had a full we'll save it for next time.
Yeah, next time for sure. I'll go up there and it won't be like a work thing and I won't eat an oyster and like it'll be all good. So she's been in Portland a year, but she used to be in Oklahoma City. You're from Oklahoma City, and she's been on episodes before. The Grocery Gauntlet, I know you were on an episode, and then just like when we first met.
When we first met, I came to your house and brought a bottle of wine, and we're like,
I feel like that's so weird now. Like, I was like, come to my house, everyone, and like, like do my podcast. But I've made a lot of friends through it, so I'm glad that you did. But Erica's just a crazy foodie and has a food Instagram and blog and wrote for Edible OKC and all sorts of stuff. So so let's just jump into the segments. So the first one is Eat of the Week. So I'm gonna try to get your like Portland, give me your like the eat that you're loving and like just tell us a tale of it, I guess.
I'm trying to think of something I keep coming back to like again and again, and I had to eat it like before I left. I mean, I'm only in Oklahoma City for like 6 days, but I was like, I have to eat this before I leave.
Yeah.
I've been really into like poke bowls.
Okay.
Which is one perk of being on a coast that I really have been enjoying. I was never really a big seafood fan.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have sushi and probably until I was like a freshman in college.
Okay.
Like, I didn't grow up trying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a place in Portland called Quick Fish.
Okay.
And it's owned by a company called Bamboo Sushi, which is a really famous, I mean, it's, I think it's famous. I don't know. They're pretty well known in Portland. At least they're like the Portland sushi place.
Okay.
And they have a poke bowl place called Quick Fish.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like kind of choose your own toppings. Mm-hmm. And they have like pre-made ones you can get.
I've had poke bowls before and they're so good. There's only like two restaurants in Oklahoma City, I think, that
have them. I
wondered
if any places did them here.
I've never had it here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you get on yours?
So it is, I order one called the Spicy Tuna Don.
Okay.
I think is what it's called, the Spicy Don, something like that. And it's supposed to come with spicy tuna, which is like kind of finely minced, but I swap that out. I pay the extra $2
okay.
to get the non-spicy tuna that's like chunks of,
right.
you know, tuna. It's that on top of white rice with seaweed salad, which
okay.
I love. I love, love, love.
Seaweed salad is the best.
Crispy, like fried shallots
mm-hmm.
and fried garlic.
Okay.
And it's like a sweet ponzu sauce.
Uh-huh.
And then a spicy, creamy,
yeah.
like, masago sauce on it as well. And then I think there's maybe, like, seaweed sprinkled on top and maybe, like, sesame seeds.
Okay.
I think that's on it.
How much does that run you at?
I think it's priced at $12,
uh-huh.
and then I pay the extra $2, so it's $14.
So $14,
yeah,
not bad.
No, it's not bad.
That's
and
not
it's
bad.
Like, it's... I don't think it's as healthy as I tell myself it is, because I'm pretty sure there's, like, over a cup of rice
yeah.
in it. But it's good. You don't feel terrible after eating it.
Yeah.
Like you can eat it in the middle of the day for lunch.
Yeah.
And you're not like, you know,
that's the thing with sushi is like you mm-hmm. feel, but then like in a couple hours you're like, oh my God, I'm hungry again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I love a poke bowl. I had one in Chicago, last like October, and it was at one of those, market things, like it's like an indoor food court or whatever. Oh my God, and it was so good. It was so good. I was like, I'm eating this entire thing. So because if you think about it, like a roll of sushi is like $12 on its own,
yeah,
and it's like a huge sushi bowl.
Yeah, that's like, I go there with my boyfriend Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
We go there instead of going to sushi because like I can't eat sushi with him without paying like $70.
I know.
Because he eats so much food that like I'll be like, okay, like two rolls for me. He ends up eating half of mine. He orders like three of his own and he's
yeah.
still, like, I'm kinda hungry. And
yeah.
So Quick Fish is, you know, he actually like fills up on it and doesn't, you know, complain.
That's
about
one
it, so.
Thing that like it has nothing to do with anything, but I just recently moved in with my boyfriend and I'm like, the eating is like the hardest part.
Because
he's like, do you want to get Taco Bell? I'm like, sure. Mm-hmm. Like I'll get 15 things. You know? So
yep.
I'm like, how do you figure that out?
I bet Jamie's like eating Taco Bell in Portland right now. I would be willing to bet he's definitely gonna eat it at least once when I'm gone.
Yeah.
No, it was a challenge. Well, my biggest like food challenges with Jamie were actually the fact that he doesn't really like any condiments.
Okay.
Which is the most.
See, I feel like that's a good
crazy.
Thing because I'm like more from like more
yes.
mayo.
Yeah,
for me.
That's true. It is true. Like I don't have to split up with him, but then it's like it's hard to split. Like an entree with them.
Okay.
Like, oh, I would get that without. And I'm like, well, sauce is the best part. Like, I love sauces.
Yeah.
So,
sauces are the best
yes,
part.
Yes. It takes a while. I mean, we've been together like 6 years, so we've had plenty of time
to figure out
our food tendencies.
Oh, God.
But
I'm like.
Eating everything he eats, that took some time.
Yeah.
I definitely gained weight. We
yeah.
both gained weight.
That's why I'm
dating,
like, this is hard.
Yeah.
You don't, nobody ever like tells you until you're like actually in, and they're like, oh yeah,
like, yeah, this I did that too. You're like, why didn't you warn me?
Yeah,
like,
why didn't I get yeah. like a warning here? So that's what I'm like, because they can just eat so much and mm-hmm. they just like don't gain weight anyway. This is just an aside. This is what you get when you listen to Okay, See Over Easy. Okay, so the next segment is Grocery Gab, and I kind of just want to know your
Do you
like
say your eat of the week, or is it just the guest?
No, just the guest.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't think I really have one. Let me think about this. I don't really have one. We've just been moving. So it's
yeah.
like, we're trying to get, I've been going now the closest, I guess I have a grocery gap. So I'll let you do your grocery gap and then
okay.
I'll tell you about my groceries.
Okay. Oh,
go.
So grocery gap. I
yeah.
talk about groceries?
Yeah. Just tell me like what your, I guess, routine is, your normal
yeah.
routine, or like if you have a fancy routine.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I know you have that fancy.
I do have, yeah. Portland has some really fantastic grocery stores. I will...
Okay.
say that is one thing I really love about the city, mm-hmm. the neighborhood I live in. I can walk to probably 5 different grocery stores.
See, that's awesome.
One is a Trader Joe's, which okay. is great. I could walk to a Whole Foods, but I never really go to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 2 fancy supermarkets that I go to.
Okay.
One's called City Market Northwest.
Okay. I follow them on Instagram after you told me.
Yeah. It's like the first time I walked into City Market Northwest, I was like, this is better than like a mall. Like it's small. Like there's not a lot there, but everything is fancy.
Yeah.
They are always pouring wine if you go in on the weekends.
Okay.
They'll like pour you a glass of wine while you shop.
Great.
And they'll have samples out, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be like, oh, try this like prawn mm-hmm. that we plucked from the coast and we know the fishermen. And, you know, everything's yeah. like really like locally sourced when possible.
Mm-hmm.
They work with a lot of bakers in the area. And so my big thing that I don't obviously do not shop there regularly uh-huh. because it is stupid expensive.
Yeah.
but I've gotten in a routine of like every probably like every 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
I do like a pasta night from there.
Okay.
Because they fresh cut pasta for you.
Oh my gosh.
So they'll have
the
like,
dream.
It's amazing. So amazing. And it's really cheap.
Like, yeah.
Because you can buy the exact amount you need.
And pasta is not expensive anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you don't feel like you're paying a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have like different flavors up on the board. They'll have just like regular pasta and they'll have mm-hmm. like spinach, herb.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have like a seasonal, like they'll do like a pumpkin mm-hmm. or a lemon or something like that. And you can tell them what width you want it cut to.
Man.
So I'll go in and get some pasta and they do this really good roasted garlic focaccia.
Okay.
So I'll get
and I'm sure it's like freshly baked.
Yeah. And you can ask for like, I just want a quarter of mm-hmm. it. So and like what I love about it is you're not stuck with like a bunch of extra stuff.
Yeah.
And so I mean, you're kind of paying a lot, but you're getting the exact amount you need, so you're not paying a ton.
Yeah.
And then I'll get like some pecorino romano mm-hmm. and just some parmesan.
You don't need much when it's like really good pasta.
Like good pasta.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. And then like I've been making a carbonara from them
mm-hmm.
Where I'll do whatever like cut of pork the butcher like tells me to get.
Yeah.
Is like, oh, you should try this
week. And you so feel so fancy.
Yeah. And I'm like, I know my butcher. Like, even though she's like, this girl only comes in every 3 weeks and gets like a quarter $10. Of a pound of pork every time.
Yeah.
So I do that. So that's my like treat myself.
I remember experience. When you like discovered that place, I got a text message from you that was like so long. You were like, I just have to tell you about this.
Yeah. Because I knew like, I needed to tell someone about it, and like, there's literally no one in the world that would be more excited about this discovery than you.
About a good grocery store. I mean, I love a good grocery store. So, is there any other places that you like of note, I guess?
There's a place called Zupans, which is pretty cool, too.
Okay.
It's another, like, kind of fancier supermarket that I just go for, like, specialty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have a build-your-own poke bar, actually. They have, like, a hot bar. And, like,
yeah.
You know, like, a Whole Foods has, like, a hot bar and a mm-hmm. salad bar, and they have a poke bar, too. I've actually never gotten it from there.
It's probably like $14 a pound
or $15.99
a pound. Yeah.
That's
so
crazy. I'm like, okay, well, I wouldn't get any rice.
Yeah.
Because like that's all the weight and like you're getting nothing out of it.
Just like all ahi tuna.
Yeah, I would like just get a bowl of ahi tuna and just like do the rest of ingredients myself at home or something.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool grocery store too. It's actually, if anyone's seen Portlandia,
mm-hmm.
there's a skit in Portlandia where a guy goes to a supermarket
mm-hmm.
and forgets his reusable shopping bags.
Oh, no.
And the employees, like, all... It turns out it's like... So, yeah, that takes place at Zupan's.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
so
okay.
It's a real grocery store, and that's where it's set. And it is... I will not, they do not give you that hard of a time if you forget your reusable shopping bags, but, like, you might get a little bit of a dirty look. It's a great grocery store. And they also carry, like, fancy candles.
Okay.
Which I think is really interesting. I picked up a $65 candle there.
And put it back down.
And I put it back down.
Yeah.
And what I thought was funny about the candle brand is that the different scents are named after rooms in your home.
Okay.
But they're only rooms that like rich people have in their houses.
So like parlor.
Yeah, it's like parlor.
And ballroom.
Foyer. Like
powder.
Cabana,
yeah.
I think is one. And I'm like, okay, this is clearly not the target audience here in my one bedroom apartment. So,
oh my gosh.
But it's pretty nice. There's some... Those are two really, really good grocery stores.
I have a question. Did you watch Portlandia before or after you moved there?
After.
Okay, so did you like love it? Like once you were...
I feel like I don't love it because it points out the things that already kind of mildly
annoy
me about Portland.
Yeah.
And it exaggerates them to such an extent that I'm like, But it's true. It's based in truth. Like, yeah, they did their research.
Yeah.
When making that show.
I've been... Okay, so I just moved. So it's like new grocery store. But it's not like... It's I just moved 5 miles away from like where I was before. So I moved into Nichols Hills, which is like fancy, obviously. Yeah, I'm like right on the edge of Nichols Hills. So like one street, they're going up to the houses to get like the garbage. So when you live in Nichols Hills, you put your garbage like on the side of your house and the garbage men go up to it and take it. I swear to God, they take it and then they bring it back instead of you rolling your garbage cans out.
Perks.
Yeah, so literally I was watching when we first moved in, I was watching like the garbage men like doing that on one side. And I guess we were looking at different internets and I guess like AT&T Fiber is like literally on the other side of the street because it's Nichols Hills and like on our side it isn't. But we're close enough to like, you know, the perks or whatever. So I've been going to Trader Joe's and I don't shop like exclusively there because in the past I've been like, it's not that convenient. You can get produce somewhere else.
Yeah.
The other day I was like, Mike was out of town and I was like, okay, I'm just going to make some food for myself. So I never do this, but I bought one of those bags that was like the sweet potatoes that were already cut. Cause I can cut them myself. It was so damn convenient.
Yes. I've done that with their cauliflower rice.
Oh,
they got pre-riced cauliflower.
Oh my God.
So you can make like fried rice. You know?
Yeah.
Great at yourself, like, which is terrible.
I was like, what have I been doing? And then it was just
now
like,
it's gonna be hard to stop.
I know it's like $2.99 for the bag, but I mean all the pre-made stuff I was kind of like just getting into, so that's like the kind of phase I'm in right now. And I just got an Instapot, so I'm trying to like figure out how to make stuff in that too.
Have you had much luck?
I've successfully done hard boiled eggs.
Okay.
And I've done I did a ragu and it was really, really good. Yeah. And I posted in like the Instant Pot community on Facebook. Are you part of
I'm
that?
I'm not a part of that.
You need to get in there. Yeah. You need to get in there. Because I was like, I saw that it was a BuzzFeed tasty video. Mm. And so I said, it was for like their cooker, the one that they were selling.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for Instant Pot. So I was like, how long do I put in there? All these people commented and gave me advice. I was like, wow, this is great.
This is a nice little support group.
So I did that. And then I've made soup. I've made a cauliflower cashew turmeric soup, which was really,
really healthy.
Yeah. It was good. It's really easy. You just put chicken stock, cauliflower, cashews, and then all the spices, and then just blend it up with the immersion blender. So I've liked it for sure. I'm still wanting an air fryer. That's like my next kitchen gadget that I want.
If I had cabinet space in my tiny apartment, I would also want an air fryer.
I'm like,
they do seem really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I made room for the Instant Pot, but there's no more room.
There's literally no more room.
I cannot get any more kitchen appliances. I have no room.
I got rid of my crock pot. I got rid of a bunch of stuff when I moved. And then I was like, well, we need all new dishes, obviously.
Yes,
But yeah, I've been liking Trader Joe's a lot. And I was in this like Walmart phase for a little bit, like the Walmart pickup phase. And now I'm in my Trader Joe's phase because I'm in Nichols Hills now, obviously. Yeah. Okay. So those are our segments. I'm going to just kind of ask you about, it's been a couple years since you've been on. I'm going to ask you about Portland life, Portland eating, and then kind of just like blogging life, because there's a lot of food bloggers in Portland, I think that's super interesting. So what, I guess, are the major differences between Oklahoma City and Portland when it comes to food?
Well, I talked about one whenever I came in here and got a beer from you.
Mm-hmm.
A big thing about Portland restaurants, bars, is that it's a really big IPA town.
Okay.
And I do not like IPAs. So that was a challenge.
It's the hops. You don't like the hops.
Yeah. So I asked you when I came in, I said, if a bar in Oklahoma City had 10 taps, how many of those would be IPAs?
Yeah. Like three or four. Maybe four.
In Portland, it's 8, sometimes 9.
Oh my gosh.
It is.
That's insane.
So many. And some of those will just be like another pale ale, but it's like, it's still an IPA.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same concept.
Yeah.
And I like wheat beers. I like ambers.
Yeah.
I like, you know, and I can do a stout every now and then. But man, those IPAs.
And are they all like super local?
Yeah.
Like, could you ever be like, can I get a curse?
Yeah. I have done it. Like, there's some nights where I'm like, I don't want to spend money and I'm going to get this like $2 PBR or a cheap Coors. A lot of places don't carry like cheap cerveza. Like, sometimes I want like a Mexican beer and like a lot of places don't have that, which is kind of interesting because I do really like Mexican beer usually. So that's a little bit of a challenge. And I keep trying to make myself like the IPAs.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
I know. I just like, I want to have more options.
Okay. So at home, at my house, when we go to my house to eat dinner, I have an IPA. It's called E-Juice and you might like it. I'll let you try it.
I will try it.
It's like, it tastes like juice. I mean, it's not super hoppy, but it's still an IPA and it's by Rough Tail and it's really good. So IPAs, what else?
Service is very different.
She told me this, like, I love this so much. She told me this, like, right when she first moved there.
Like, yeah, service, I think when I described it to you, I was like, when you're rating, you know, you mentally, like, rate a restaurant in your head. When you're rating a restaurant in Portland, you just completely take service out of the equation because it just, like, doesn't exist.
That's insane to me.
You're just not going to get... like a friendly, chatty, like you're just not going to get that experience.
Yeah.
Also, basically every restaurant in Portland that is not pretty high end, like any sort of like, you know, mid range, like quick service type restaurant is like bust your own table.
Oh,
and sometimes
okay.
even like you kind of have a waiter, but then it's still like bust your own table.
Yeah. So like McAllister's, you don't even bust your own table.
Yeah, exactly. Like. That was really a big change for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like it's inconvenient, but then sometimes you go and, like, you don't know what tub to put your stuff in. And they'll be, like, kind of labeled. Or the tub's, like, really full. And something just grosses me out about, like, sticking my dishes into, like, a pile of someone else's dishes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, someone has to sort through all this. Yeah. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
There's, like, so much food in this stack. And I just don't envy that
and then you're like,
job at all.
You have like all the silverware in another area and you have to like keep getting up and
going
to get it.
Yeah. And
that's
also,
annoying.
Like no like quick service restaurant or like, you know, kind of a low mid end restaurant. None of them have like a soda fountain.
What?
It just doesn't exist.
Okay.
Because like, I finally realized, like, I thought it was really weird when I would, like, ask for a water and they would just, like, give me a... Or they wouldn't give me a cup. They would just say, like, oh, water's over there. And it would be, like, a stack of cups and a tiny little spigot.
Yeah.
That you would just, like, fill your water up in. And then I finally, it dawned on me after maybe, like, a month of living there. I was like, oh, my God, there's no soda fountains here. Like, this is insane.
Is there a soda tax there?
There's not, but they're trying to put one in.
I have a random story. Me and Judy, have you met Judy?
No, but I know
okay,
a lot about
you
her.
Know, you know,
I know
all
a lot about
her. We were at home and I was buying a rug and she was really hungry. So she grabbed this like, Ghirardelli bag and she went to go check out. And the lady was like, that'll be $13. She was like, no, thank you. She was like, the soda tax works. Like, it was so funny. I was like, that's true. Like, I don't want to pay $13 for a bag of chocolate. Like, that's insane at home. What? That was like the first time I'd gone there too.
I've never been there.
It's insane. It's like, it's just a warehouse just full
of
like
thinking,
crap.
Like, I actually like maybe don't know what it is. Like, now that you're saying it, I'm like, wait.
It used to be Garden Ridge, I think, or like there was a Garden Ridge there and now it's an At Home and it's just like a warehouse full of like home decor. It's like Hobby Lobby, but like more home stuff. So I got a rug there for like $100
nice.
And you'll see it. So what were we talking about? Oh, service. So
So it just like I don't know. Like Jamie and I always discuss like if we opened a restaurant in Portland and trained the employees to be just friendly, like not over the top, not like Chick-fil-A,
not like Halesmith where they literally like don't let you like take one sip out of your drink without putting another one.
Yeah.
on there. I was like, oh my
like,
god,
like I don't need that. Just friendly, and like maybe smile. I don't know. We were like, do you think? Like, people would come to a restaurant and be like, I don't know. It was really weird. Like, I don't know
like
if people would hate
friendly.
It. Or if they would just be like, wow, this is so much better. Like, because it is better.
Yeah.
Also, every restaurant in Portland uses, like, square.
Okay.
And then it's like, you get this like terrible service. You bust your own table. And it's like, well, but it gives me the options for tip.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well,
it's 20% is like the first thing that comes up.
So it's like, I mean, I always tip 20% or more.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you didn't do anything. I'm like doing all this stuff myself and you weren't even friendly about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's hard.
But I will say, like, so every couple of months we like take a trip out to the burbs of Portland for Chick-fil-A. Because there's not one. there's one in the Portland area and it's like 25 minutes outside of Portland in a suburb. And so we drove out there a couple nights ago.
You're like, I need it.
And you know what? We sat down and I was like, oh my God, everyone here is so nice. I forgot what this is like. Chick-fil-A's like that. It's my pleasure, everything. And so we experienced that and we were like, oh, I guess if we ever just are really needing some good service, we just come to Chick-fil-A.
Just 25 minutes away.
Yeah, it's worth it. It really is worth it.
I just started eating Chick-fil-A, like, because I hadn't eaten it in three and a half years or something. It was like 2014 I had stopped eating it. And then I started dating Mike, and one night I was just like, all right. Like, sometimes, like, the smell of it made me, like, weak. Because I'm like, I know it tastes so good. Yeah. And I was like, all right, let's just do it. And I had a spicy chicken sandwich and it was so good.
It's so good.
Like, and so yesterday I actually stayed home from work because I don't know what was going on, but I felt like the beginning of something bad. And so he was like, what do you want? Like, I'm coming home for lunch. I'm like, just lemonade from Chick-fil-A, please. Like, I'm like, so pathetic. And of course he comes with like nuggets. I'm like, thank you.
What sauce do you use from Chick-fil-A?
Okay, this is like the dark horse, but the honey roasted barbecue.
That's what Jamie uses on his sandwich.
It's so good.
I didn't know that sauce existed until I met him.
Yeah.
And he like asked for it and I was like thinking it's like barbecue sauce. And he gets like, why is it in packets? And like not a tub, like the rest of the sauce.
And why is it yellow, like orange?
Why is the barbecue sauce? Yeah, I have a lot of questions. It is really good. It's really good.
I learned about it in college. Somebody told me like, oh, you need to get the honey roasted barbecue. And I'm like, yes. And in college I still do like a version of this now, but like I do like the mayo in the middle and ketchup on one side and then honey roasted barbecue on one side. And I'm just like, with the French fry, like, give it to me. Yeah, the honey roasted barbecue. What sauce do you do?
I'm a Polynesian.
Okay.
Yes, it's fantastic.
I'm a Polynesian. That's so funny. Good. The Chick-fil-A sauce is good.
I am not personally Polynesian, but I love the sauce.
The Chick-fil-A sauce is good. The barbecue is fine. Like, I like the avocado ranch that goes on, like, the salad.
Yes. Is good.
Is very good.
I think there's like 55 grams of fat in like a packet of it. It's insane. I remember looking one day and being like, oh well. Oh, like, well. I can't do anything about it now. I guess I'll use like 3/4 of the packet instead of the whole one.
That tactic works like right when you're starting Weight Watchers. You're like, okay, let me look at all of my like fast food orders and see how many calories are in them, how many Weight Watchers points they are. But then that's another thing. It's like when you're at McDonald's and it says like 500 calories for like your Big Mac or whatever. Yeah. You're like, thanks, Obama. You know, it really makes you think. Okay. So IPA service, is there anything else that like differences, I guess? Cause we'll talk about like what you miss most about Oklahoma City food. So,
difference. I'm trying to think of other things that are different. I don't know. I mean, everything they do, most restaurants in Portland really do put a heavy emphasis on sourcing stuff locally.
Okay.
Which is cool, but also means that sometimes you like love something in the summer and then it's like gone.
It's gone.
It's gone for the season. So you'll get hooked on something and then they're like, oh, sorry, that fruit's not in season anymore, which I get. And I love that they do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of places there do have like really good relationships with local farmers and ranchers.
That's awesome.
And all that, which is, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And there are restaurants in Oklahoma City that do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say it's more prevalent and like places might get looked down upon.
Yeah.
If they didn't do that in Portland, whereas in Oklahoma City, like, it would be more of a highlight that they did do it.
Mm-hmm.
And in Portland, I feel like it's more expected. And if you stray away from that, it's like, oh, well, do you know they get their, like, they're serving lobster rolls, and we don't have lobster on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Like, where are they getting this lobster? They're going all the way over here to get this lobster. And it's like, well, yeah, we don't have lobster here.
Yeah.
And lobster's fantastic. So,
yeah.
That's a big difference.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's just a lot of like
artisan?
Yes, artisan stuff. Which I guess this kind of segues into like things I miss is like a lot of the like donut places. And Portland's like known for being like a donut city. Like,
yeah.
Blue Star is like really famous. Voodoo's
and
famous.
Voodoo, yeah.
And of course, a lot of locals are like, ugh, voodoo. Like, yeah. It's not really good. Oh, like, you know, everyone goes to Blue Star.
Yeah.
But Blue Star is like, it's like $4 for a donut.
Yeah, and you're like, I can get a dozen in OKC for like $6.50.
I went to Brown's Bakery today. we picked my dad from the hospital.
Yeah.
And he was like, let's go to Brown's Bakery. So I was like, all right, cool. We like roll in there. And I got like 4 donuts and a muffin.
Yeah.
And she was like $5.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. 79 cents a donut.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? I mean, I would honestly take that applesauce donut.
Yeah.
I got at Brown's Bakery over most donuts I've had at like the fancy places.
Yeah.
So
they, I mean, they charge that because they know like people will pay for it.
Yeah.
And then
for sure
they, some people don't know about the Oklahoma donuts that are, yes, like 79 cents or a kolache that's like a dollar.
Oh yeah. Kolaches aren't a thing in Portland.
Yeah. So
that exists. So I got one at Brown's today.
That's another thing that I've been thinking about, because kolaches, there's been all this like fighting about like kolaches, are they fruit? Like, you know, because the Czech Fest or whatever, and then the kolaches that you get at the donut places are just like a hot dog and like some bread. Literally, it's like a breakfast hot dog. So I don't know.
I had two this morning.
I'm gonna have to ask the Twitter sphere about that one. Yeah, like, what is a kolache?
I guess
to you?
I always thought it. I think I was introduced to hot dog first.
Okay.
So to me, it is hot
dog. It's hot dog.
But
in
I don't know that that's necessarily traditionally the case.
So
by any means,
what else do you miss about like Oklahoma City food? Like, what kind of
Tex-Mex?
Okay,
100%.
I knew you were gonna say that.
My mom like texted me whenever I booked my flights to come home,
mm-hmm,
and she was like, "Okay, now what do you want to eat
when
you're here?" And I was like, "Tex-Mex."
Yeah,
I could eat it every day I'm here,
right?
And it wouldn't be enough.
And I
it would never be enough,
right?
But yeah, this
where'd
is
you
like,
go? You, cause you posted a snap of,
I went to Ted's.
Okay. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't beat it. Yeah. I think maybe there are people that don't like Ted's.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are. I mean, love Ted's.
I can't say anything bad about it.
Yeah.
And, I was explaining recently, I was at a dinner in Portland with a group of friends that all happened to be from California.
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining to them, we're talking about Mexican food, and
they're
all like, oh my gosh, Portland doesn't have good Mexican food. I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah.
But them being from California and me being from Oklahoma, we have very different ideas of what Mexican food is.
Yeah.
And so we were like describing the things we missed. And I was like, well, when you sit down at a Mexican restaurant, this is Tex-Mex, in Oklahoma, you are immediately greeted with a basket of chips.
With hot chips.
Hot chips straight from the fryer.
Yeah.
They like, and they have a little like greasy sheen to them.
With some salt.
And yes, it's like, just like a basket of heaven.
Yeah.
And a bowl of queso, a bowl of salsa,
mm-hmm,
the pickled vegetables, which I love.
Yes, the atomic salsa.
Yes, you get the atomic salsa, mm-hmm, and like hot tortillas.
Yeah.
And it's free. That's what I get. I'm like, when I tell people that, they're like, what? I'm like, this,
it's
everything
free.
I just described is free. And they're like, oh, it's not like that in California. And like, people in California don't like Tex-Mex.
What do you mean?
Like, when they think of Mexican food, they want like corn tortillas only, no flour.
Oh, gotcha.
Like not a ton of like cheese, maybe like a queso fresco. Or
Okay.
Because when I told them I love Tex-Mex, everyone at the table, like 7 people, were like, Tex-Mex.
And you're like, but no, like you don't know it.
Yeah.
You don't
and I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, and then I posted a photo on my Instagram story last night at Ted's, and I said like, I've returned to the land of like free queso. And one of my friends that is from California that was there during that conversation was like, oh, that does look really good. I'm like, yes, yeah,
but
it's
it
different.
Is, but it is,
it's different.
It's different. Like, I went to, and Ted's is like, I don't know, Chilino's is really good.
Yes.
But we went to Ted's the other day and we went to the original Ted's. And it was like, we were Christmas, we got some Christmas stuff and we went in there and I was like, I hate this one because it like doesn't have the hard liquor.
Oh,
that one does. The original one doesn't have like the margarita sangria swirls or whatever.
Oh.
But it was fine because we got the Ted's. It was like a Ted. I don't know if it was like Ted's Cerveza, but it was like
I think that's the only name I know for Mexican beers.
They had that. So what it is, it's like a giant goblet.
Oh, yeah. So it's like a margarita glass.
Yeah. And then you have like the lime pulp around with like some salt or whatever. And then
that's fantastic.
It was so, I was like, I almost prefer this to a margarita.
Yeah, because like, to be honest, like a Ted's margarita is not very good.
It's not.
It's so much sugar.
It's strong. And you can't finish it because they give you your food so fast. Like they're just trying to turn your table. Yeah. So it's like, you can't really even enjoy it. But I was like, I almost like prefer this to a margarita.
Yeah. And I was like, let's start with like chips and queso. Let's start going to this one.
Let's start going to the original.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yep. That's my prime. I mean, that's really the biggest thing I miss. Also Brahms.
Yeah.
I do miss Brahms.
Have you had Brahms yet?
I haven't. Okay. It's on my list. Some chicken strips and gravy.
Okay. Great.
And probably a strawberry shake.
Okay.
Then I also want like normal ice cream too, so it might be multiple streams. I don't know yet. My parents live close to a Brahms.
You always text me and you're like, I just missed like the trash food in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I mean, there are definitely good higher end restaurants in Oklahoma City that I do miss, but primarily it's like just the lower end.
What's one high end one that you're like, oh, I want to eat there?
Maybe just like a good steakhouse, like Broadway 10, which I always really love. I think I maybe only went there like twice. Obviously, it's pretty expensive, and I went there for a couple special occasions.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, there are good steakhouses in Portland, but it's like, I don't know. They're always kind of like old school, like, this place has been in Portland for 50 years.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a traditional. You're like,
where'd you get that cow?
Yeah. You know? And I like that someplace like Broadway 10 is like a contemporary restaurant that's like primarily focused on steak, which I really like. What's the like food group that owns all the good restaurants in Oklahoma City? What's their name?
There's Good Egg.
Good Egg.
Okay.
What are some Good Egg restaurants? Those are mainly
the Drake, Tucker's.
I do miss Tucker's, which I guess they're not like fancy, but a high end restaurant. I miss Tucker's. I do love Tucker's. What's the other
Kitchen?
Kitchen 324.
Yeah.
I did like Kitchen 324. What's the one I'm thinking of on
Iron Star.
They do like a good
Cheevers.
Yeah. That's what I do miss Cheevers.
Yeah. Okay.
Cheevers is pretty high on my list. I love there. They have chicken fried steak. Uh-huh. Like a chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
They have good, like gravy.
Yeah. I mean, I would miss it too. Like it's the best. There's these I've talked about this before, but like at Sam's on 50th and May, they make fresh tortillas.
Oh.
Like every day.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
I love that.
And it's like, they're like as good as Ted's. I mean, but that's like the only Sam's in the area that does it.
Yeah.
This is like a newer one. So I go, and it's $4 for 40, I think.
Oh, that's so cheap.
Yeah. Or $4 for 20. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's still cheap.
Still really cheap. And it's like, they're so good. They're so good. So yeah, I would definitely miss Tex-Mex if I didn't live here. So you are the reason that I found you, I guess, on Instagram, like when you first came on, is because you are a food blogger and an Instagrammer. And so you've kind of taken your talents to Portland. So kind of tell me about what
that LeBron thing that I did.
Very
there.
LeBron. Yeah.
I made like a whole big social media campaign about it. Taking my talents.
Yeah.
To Portland. Exactly.
You changed your Instagram bio and you were like, new to Portland. Yeah. Or like whatever.
Changed my like bio on my website. I think it's like probably says something like OKC native with a like Pacific Northwest soul. It probably says something like that. I don't know. Something dumb that I thought describes me.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So you moved to Portland and you took your Instagram and your blog and everything there. So tell me a little bit about like, I guess that. I don't know.
It was a big change. I feel like in Oklahoma City, I don't know. I kind of started the whole food blog thing because I didn't like really have that many friends here. I'm from Oklahoma City originally, and then I went to Stillwater for college, to Oklahoma State, and like all my friends from college didn't move to Oklahoma City. Like most of them weren't from here, and they moved to other cities. I kind of moved back, and I was like working a lot, but I was like, I don't really have any hobbies or friends. So so I kind of started that as a way to like, I mean, meet people and, you know, meet restaurant owners and chefs and people in the community here in Oklahoma City. And it was really great about that. And I feel like there's really not a lot of people doing food blogging here, like food Instagramming.
No.
There's definitely like food writers.
Yeah.
For if you work for a newspaper, a magazine or anything like that. And then there's bloggers here.
Yeah.
But it's more maybe fashion and things like that. And so I kind of just started it because I I felt like there wasn't a lot of people here doing it. And I was like, maybe this would be like a thing I can start. And
yeah.
Maybe I'll get some free food out of it.
Yeah.
It
was really, I think that's everybody's thought.
Yes. Like people can say like they're in it for anything else, but
they're not.
They're lying. Like,
yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
So yeah, when I moved to Portland, it was interesting because there are, it's kind of over, I would call it oversaturated
with
food bloggers.
Okay.
There's just like, there's so many and you'll meet people. It's interesting, like living in Portland, I'll meet someone and like not even find out, like I'll find out what they do for a living and not really find out that much about them. Someone I meet in passing, I'll later look them up on Instagram and they'll have like 30,000 Instagram followers. And I'm like, how did this not come up?
Yeah.
You know, it's like a very casual thing.
Yeah.
So it's,
but I'm sure people don't like lead convos with like,
I have 30,000.
I mean, if I did, I would.
I mean, I might. Yeah. It's
but normal fact. People probably don't.
Yeah. So there's a lot of food bloggers in Portland. They all kind of, I feel like a lot of them kind of like look and act alike after a while.
Okay.
I think there tends to be, I've noticed.
What are the trends, I guess? Like, what is, like, if you see one food blogger doing something, then you see, like, a bunch of them doing something. Because you can kind of tell with, like, fashion bloggers because they'll wear the same thing and they'll promote the same thing.
Yeah.
What is the, I guess, food alternative?
I would say as far as, it just depends what restaurant is partnering up with a PR agency for the month.
Okay.
And then they'll do a little private dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the bloggers will, like, post about that restaurant for a couple weeks at a time after that.
Yeah.
But obviously you're getting everything comped when you do that. And I think,
and I think
it's really great. Yeah. I think it's really great. Like obviously getting free food is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that kind of do this like writing, blogging, food thing full time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not one of those people.
Right.
And it's really great. You know, you're getting that kind of perk, but it also kind of makes it difficult to be kind of fully honest about what your experience is there.
Yeah.
I think because someone's going to give you free food and like wine you and dine you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get on Instagram and be like, well, I didn't really love.
And
a lot of people don't do that.
And you're not like, you're not truly having an experience there. Like if you were, you came in and you were just an anonymous person and you had a meal and it was
not the same.
Yeah. Because those, I mean, I've seen like pictures and Instagram stories of like those types of dinners and they're like insane, you know?
Yes.
So it's like, the chicken or the egg, like it's kind of like you're not, it's all smoke and mirrors type
and it definitely, like I've seen places where like maybe I didn't get invited to that fancy dinner at that restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, hey, well the food looks good, I'll go try it.
Yeah.
And I try it and I'm like, this is actually not good. Like they did a really great job selling this to all these bloggers and showing them a really good time, and I'm sure they had a great time, but the actual true experience of a normal patron coming in there is definitely not the same.
Yeah.
And so that's been something that's very different to most places in Oklahoma City. I think maybe a handful of times, I count on one hand the number of times I got anything free in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And even then it was like not a big ordeal of like a specially planned dinner for me.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh yeah, well you can get like some free french fries or something.
Yeah.
With my, it was not anything like that. And so here it's really like, and it's not the restaurants doing it themselves. They all work with PR companies.
Okay. And that's a lot of the restaurants here, I feel like some of them have PR companies, but a lot of them are just like doing it. They're
just figuring it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like there's no one full time doing it. Yeah. It's just like an owner or a manager like kind of doing it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think definitely PR companies do a lot of good for restaurants. Like they could polish up their social media presence, their website, things like that.
Yeah.
And do events. But I also, I don't know, it adds a different kind of
vibe.
But it's very different. Another thing, speaking of like, originally started with like trends of things people are doing, I have seen several people get like either like a baked good or like something on a plate or in a box. Like you go to Blue Star and you get a couple donuts. They like stage the donuts on the floor.
Okay.
And like, that grosses me out. I cannot get behind that.
Can you see their like feet?
Yes.
Okay.
You can see the feet.
That's
so
not
you know
good.
They're on the floor.
Yeah.
And then you can also like tell it's like concrete or tile or like it's clearly a floor.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And I've seen several people do that recently and I'm like, no, you don't put your, I know there's a box there.
And it's like we have dogs and we're like, our dogs are like literally just like all over the floor.
Yes. Yeah. If I put anything on the floor in my apartment, like it's first off getting eaten immediately when I put it on the floor.
Yeah.
And so that's been kind of funny.
Weird.
Too. I think I've realized since moving to Portland, I am not willing to go as far as some other people to get the shot.
Okay.
I will not.
Yeah.
These are things I've seen people do.
Yeah.
I will not stand on a chair.
No.
In the middle of a restaurant to get an overhead shot of food. I will not. I will not bring a light to a restaurant. A physical.
See, you never see that here. Like yes. You even like. And I feel like me and, you know, like Annie Tucker and like some of these people that like were really into that kind of stuff. I'm like, let's just go at lunch because it'll be good lighting.
Exactly. that's totally my thought as well.
Yeah.
And the first time
they won't make it happen though.
Yeah. The first time I went to like a group and it wasn't like a comp dinner. I just went to a dinner with a couple other foodies and we went to a pizza place. And someone busted out a light. I seriously physically shrunk down. I shrunk down into my chair because I was so embarrassed. And I was like, people are looking at us. And they're like, those girls are.
You're like, I'm not with them.
Yeah. It was a really humbling experience. I was just like, y'all, it's not like.
Yeah. It's and not sometimes. And yeah. And sometimes like. I think that's probably the difference between like us and like maybe somebody that does it like full time, because sometimes I'm eating a great meal. I'm like, wow, I would love to show this, but it's like pitch black in there, you know, and so it's like, no, I'm just going to experience this like for myself, you know, and I don't have to share this.
Your food get cold because you're getting so many photos beforehand.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll try it. But if it doesn't come out, it doesn't come out and it should be okay.
Yeah, I've done the same thing. And, like, I do have, like, an actual camera, and so I'm not always using my phone. So I do feel like sometimes it'll look okay in low lighting because, like, I have a camera that lets in a lot of light.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just have a phone, like, you got to have that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the light actually took, like, 8 batteries. Like, it was a heavy-duty light.
People have, like, crazy stuff like that. Doesn't really have to do with food, but I was at my eyebrow place, which my eyebrow girl moved to another salon, so I'm, like, adjusting. Sorry, that's my birth control. They have this light and it's like big and it has lights all over it. It has a magnet so you can put your phone on it and take selfies. And then, and then it has Bluetooth like to your phone so you can just like take a selfie and it'll like take a selfie for you. It's insane. I'm sure they have tools like that. I don't know about them though.
Yeah, I will find out soon.
Please.
I'll probably find out soon.
So there's this oversaturation of bloggers. You went to a blogging event that I thought was like super interesting because I saw you posting about it, and then I saw like big time bloggers posting about it.
Yeah, it's an event that happens every September in Portland. It's called Feast Portland, and it's put on by a food PR company in Portland, and they partner with some local nonprofits as well. I think it's like a maybe partnership for a hunger-free Oregon. I don't want to misquote that, but it's a basically an organization helping prevent, I think, childhood hunger.
Mm-hmm.
So they do some donations there. And it's basically like 4 days of total gluttony and drinking and just it's a celebration of food.
Yeah.
Food and drink.
Yeah.
And it focuses on local, but oversized infection, so I'm really sniffling.
You're fine.
It definitely like it focuses on local things, but chefs come in from New York and Dallas and all over the country to come to this event, which I think is really awesome. And it's like a ticketed event, so you basically buy tickets for there'll be a 4-hour event at this part. And so it's spread out all over Portland.
Okay.
So some events are like in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
In a little private room, and 3 different chefs will come put together the 7-course dinner for people that buy tickets.
Okay.
And then there's others, like there's one that I actually didn't go to, but is on my list for next year.
Mm-hmm.
That is all about, it's a celebration of meat.
Great.
It takes place in a park in downtown Portland, and a bunch of different chefs from all over the country like bring and smoke meat.
Okay.
And it's called Smoked.
Cool.
And so it's just all these grills, and it's usually like, fills the city with, like, the smell of barbecue and grilled meat
for
blocks. Like, I was walking my dog that night, and I was like, well, let me go check out the event. Like, I didn't get a ticket.
Like, let me see, like, if
I can get it. I didn't get a ticket to an event, but it's not that far from my house. I was like, let me just, like, walk my dog.
Yeah.
And my dog is, like, yanking me toward the event.
Of course.
You can sniff it out.
Yeah.
It's like, this is where we're going.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, and there's breakfast events, there's brunch events, there's, like, grand tasting that's just local artisans and wineries and breweries, and you basically just, like, get a little wine glass, and you can sample a bunch of stuff. And
there's
cheese and chocolate and things like that. And there's, like, an all-access pass thing you can buy that maybe gets you tickets to all of the large events, but not some of, like, the private dinners.
Okay.
And just to give an idea, it's, like, an all-access pass is, I think, like, $600.
That's insane.
Yeah. it's pricey.
Okay. Okay.
But the individual events, like, the grand tasting that has all the artisans, I think maybe that's $60.
Okay.
And
so you can just kind of pick and choose like what you're wanting.
Yeah, so you can choose, like, if you're really into meat, you go smoked, and tickets for that are, I think, probably the most expensive. But people were seriously handing out, like, tomahawk steaks.
Okay.
Like, I saw photos of, like, people I know that were there, like, eating a tomahawk steak like a lollipop. And I was like, okay, well, that seems worth it. Like, if I'm going to spend over $100 and I get to eat a tomahawk steak that you would pay
$100
for a restaurant,
yeah,
that's definitely worth it. But it's, like, it's really neat. I met bloggers that flew in from Dallas. And
so did you get,
Canada.
Like, a media pass?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah, so it's, there's, like, a blogger pass and there's, like, a media pass.
Oh, okay.
And media is, like, if you're a writer for, like, a magazine.
Okay, gotcha.
Or you're a blogger with, like, a lot of followers.
That's the
you
thing.
Also could be media.
That's the thing is, like, if there was an event here like that, there would be no blogger pass. Because there would be, like, five bloggers that would apply for it. Like, it's kind of insane.
Yeah, and it was, like, a full, like, application I filled out.
Yeah.
For it. I, you know, gave them, like, these are the events I want to talk about. These are how I will cover them.
Okay.
And kind of talked about that way. And then, so basically, it was my first year going. And there are people that have gone to this event. I think it's been around for 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
People that have gone every year.
So
they actually have a good rapport with the company putting it on.
Yeah.
And they'll go to, like, the big time event.
Right.
And I went to like a night market that was, like, a Latin themed. It was, like, right along the river in Portland.
Cool.
And that was a really, really nice event. The tickets for that were pricey.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go to that for free, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Then I went to the grand tasting that I think all the bloggers went to the grand tasting. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the premier event.
Yeah.
There. And I also went to a breakfast event, which is pretty neat. And there's a lot of after parties.
Okay.
Which is what was really
fun. That sounds fun.
It is.
Did you make friends there, or was it, did you bring your friend? Like, because it was probably just you, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. There's no plus ones.
Yeah. That sounds like there's some things that I'm like, yeah, it's just going to be me.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Yeah, I definitely, like, posted. There's a Portland bloggers and creatives group that when I found out I was going to Feast, never got approved for a bloggers pass for a couple of events. I, like, wrote in the group and was like, these are the events I got invited to. Is anyone else going to these events? Like, I literally know no one. I don't know any bloggers here. And a couple of people wrote back to me, and there was some overlap. Like, a woman who I later found out had, like, met my boyfriend on his first day in Portland before I moved there. Just totally in passing. And they both found out she was from Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And he's from, like, the Oklahoma-Arkansas border.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a food blog. And it came up because he was talking about me.
Okay.
Food blog. And then, like, she contacted me and was like, oh, I'm going to these events. And then I met her.
Mm-hmm.
We were, like, got to talking. And I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, we know. You know my boyfriend. Like, this is such
That's
a small
crazy.
World.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And Portland has a small town feel in that way that a lot of people know.
A lot of people. Okay.
So it's don't talk bad about anyone in Portland because, like, they're going to find
out. Don't do it.
It's a small circle. So it was, like, I made some friends there. And some people are... I like to think I'm a pretty friendly, like, outgoing person, and I'm there to take photos and to document, but I also am there to make connections with people, and there are definitely people that are there to do that as well, and there are people that are there, like, business.
Yeah.
They're there to take photos, and they're going to be Instagramming, editing photos, doing all the stuff while they're there.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, they're there for, like, building their own brand.
Yeah.
And
because it's kind of a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people that get these, like, crazy good photos, I look at, and I'm like, oh, God, that's amazing. Like,
yeah,
so good. But, like, they are willing to do a level of dedication that I am just
like
not.
We said earlier, like, we're more of like, okay, like, maybe I'd rather be in the moment for this. And that's because, I mean, we both have, like, full-time jobs that don't have to do really with food stuff.
Yeah, we just happen to love food.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Made a hobby out of it.
Yeah,
sometimes you get perks from it.
Yeah,
but it's not it's not your full-time job.
I was talking to someone and they were kind of like, well, what's like your budget like for the podcast and all this kind of stuff? And I'm like, it's not a business to me. It's a hobby. Yeah. So like someone would spend money on like souping up their motorcycle or like brewing their own beer, or like whatever. That's how I like to spend money. And usually, you know, it's not, I don't spend a ton of money on it now, but you know, it cost a little bit to start up. And then I used to do like a whole like spread for everybody that would like come record. I would just like make a bunch of food. But
yeah, when I came to your house, I had quiche.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and now you just have some beer. Well, I'm going to feed you some dinner.
Yeah. I'm still getting dinner.
Yeah. But yeah. So, well, that's super interesting. I wonder in a couple of years, I can see Oklahoma City being like a beer town. Like I feel like the newest thing now is all these breweries are going in. I just passed the Prairie Artisan Ales like when I came up here, and so I could feel that that becoming something. But and it's obviously a food town too, but it's interesting to hear like the differences between Oklahoma City and Portland.
I hope that Oklahoma City goes that direction and continues to grow, but it's also like enjoy it while you have it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, there's a few food people here and it's not as orchestrated
as
it is in some other places. And I know Portland compared to like New York or LA food events, it's still like definitely
like
far
little.
Below.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it seems big to me.
Yeah. And I'm sure here. I mean Chicago is like one of my favorite food cities. So it's like I'm sure Chicago is like insane with that kind of stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
there's tears. There's tears for sure. Portland's somewhere in the middle, I guess.
Well, I think we're going to wrap it up. So what do you want to plug? You want to plug your blog and your Instagram?
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow me on Instagram at Bacon and Braids. It will be obviously primarily photos of food in Portland. but I feel like maybe I ragged on Portland a little bit in this like podcast.
No,
I feel like I did. You know, I'm comparing it to a lot of things. Obviously, we talked about stuff I missed here, but it's an amazing city and I highly recommend visiting.
Yeah.
Not in the winter unless you just love rain.
Okay.
And if you are like really craving like a good drizzly overcast day, then you can come in the winter.
Yeah.
But the summers are amazing.
Okay.
You can visit in June or July and it's going to be like 78 degrees.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful.
It's green.
Yeah.
Everything is green all the time. And it's amazing. And I highly recommend visiting. And if you visit, then DM me on Instagram. And that's at Bacon and Braids. Send me a message if you ever plan on visiting Portland. I'm happy to answer any suggestions. And I hope people from Oklahoma City start visiting because then I can get a direct flight.
Yeah.
More people from Oklahoma City start visiting Portland. Then when I come home, I'll actually have a direct flight.
That'd be
another perk.
Dallas is the worst because it's like you have to go back and you're like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah. And you can check out my website too. It's baconandbraids.com. I don't post as often there as I do on Instagram because it's more work.
Yeah.
To edit photos and write. But it I do is. Occasionally, and you can check out my writing about Feast there. If you want to know more about Feast, that happens every year in September, check that out. I'll hopefully be there next year as well.
Cool.
Give me a follow.
Follow her on Instagram and check out her blog. You can follow OKC Over Easy on Instagram, on Twitter, on the website, OKCOverEasy.com, SoundCloud.com/OKCOverEasy is where all the episodes reside. And that's pretty much it for this episode. So we'll see you next time. Thanks, Erica, for coming on.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.